Hi, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park, where you can enjoy championship baseball at really affordable prices. You know, our berm seats go for as little as $5 a ticket. Our general admission seats go for as little as $6 a ticket when you buy in advance. You can bring your family to the berm, lay out a blanket, have a great time, and show everybody what a great parent you are. You know, Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast is also very affordable. You can listen for free or be a monthly patron for just $6. Spread out a blanket and listen with your whole family and show everybody what a terrible parent you are. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Hello there!
Welcome, everybody, to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. I believe you know my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
Any messages as to what sort of umbrage listeners had with yesterday's podcast?
No, we haven't had any complaints. Really, I mean, going into almost 4 years of doing this podcast, there was really only the one show we got complaints on, and that was the Indecent Proposal. And it wasn't just like, it's not like one person complained. There were a variety of people saying, what the hell was that show? And again, I don't think it was that different from anything else that we've ever done. But, you know, we read all of your tweets, so we read all of your texts.
So no angry emojis.
No, not that I'm...
Someone all steamed up.
No, I actually got a compliment.
Look at my red face emoji.
Someone texted in saying, your Joe Walsh impression is fantastic.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Really?
I think you bailed before it turned into Jackie Rogers Jr.
Well, that's the secret.
See, you kept it nice and brief.
I have very little recollection of the show we did yesterday.
Ah, you looked like a pudding head yesterday.
I was a little out of it. I'm going to be honest. I had a long day on Monday, a long day on Tuesday, and today's been pretty long, too.
It was catching up with you.
Well,
huh?
I'm properly caffeinated for today's show.
Well, there you go.
I can't have a repeat of yesterday's performance. I wanted to try this out one more time. I know I'm a glutton for punishment.
You'll probably never be able to do Joe Walsh justice again.
This is the thing. I can't remember what it sounds like.
You had it yesterday.
I did bring the song.
But then again, Puddinhead.
I want to try this again. Alexa, I want to listen to the Dave and Darren podcast.
Getting the latest episode of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. Here it is from TuneIn.
Oh boy, it worked this time.
Isn't that something else?
Go there.
Yeah, you just say the Dave and Darren podcast, and she knows what that means.
All right,
well, we don't want to listen to the show while we're doing it, do we? Although I'd be hearing a lot of it for the first time. Okay, Alexa, stop. I'll listen to that podcast.
Yeah, that
time.
Doesn't really seem fair. That wouldn't be
if the show is just a
new performance.
Now, has anyone ever done this? Done a podcast, a real-time critique of the podcast they did the previous episode?
Well, isn't that what they were attempting to do early on with our podcast?
Oh, that's right. But that was people that weren't us.
What was it called?
Well, that was the Snack Club people.
No, it wasn't Snack Club.
Was it like Turtle Fight Club
Turtle
or something?
Soup? It wasn't Turtle Soup.
I think it was. Where they were doing a podcast where they would pick apart this podcast.
Until one of the participants' wife said, you're not doing that anymore.
That's right. Somebody like
that is what? That is not how, that's not how a grown man is going to be spending any part of his Saturday.
That's right.
Now get back to the garden.
That's right. It was like you're not going to be doing that.
I mowed the lawn and I roofed the house.
You can have any hobby you want.
I clean the gutters. Now can I go critique the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast?
You are not driving to another man's house to talk about another podcast.
That's not happening.
I forgot that's what happened to that show. Was it basically crumbled on the inside because the guy's wife was like, no, you're not doing that. That's a stupid thing to do. I forgot that that's what happened. Yeah, well, it happens. And, you know.
Hello there.
They say
hello
for better or for worse, but this is just stupid.
Well, there's limits.
There's better and worse, but not idiotic.
All right, I wanted to play this. This is not the Eagles version of it, because the Eagles version of it is hard to find. The Eagles.
What do you
version,
mean it's hard to find?
I couldn't find it. This I'm able.
Maybe it doesn't exist.
No, it does, because I looked this up. It's on a live record they did that was recorded in Australia.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, and the thing is, which I don't quite understand, this Eagles album, and do they do this live? You've seen, when's the last time you saw the Eagles?
Been a little while.
They have the guys in the Eagles doing a lot of their solo stuff during the show. So, like, you go to an Eagles show and Don Henley's doing dirty laundry?
Not a ton. I think they'll, not a bunch. Well, I'm not saying it never happens.
Well, Joe Walsh did this song, and it shows up on an Eagles album, a live album.
Well, this sounds like a bootleg, so that doesn't seem to count.
No, they put this thing out called, what's it called? They have two live albums, that's it? Maybe it was on a DVD or something? Farewell One Tour, live from Melbourne.
Okay, well, that's not an official release.
Sure it is. It's a DVD by the Eagles. They open up with The Long Run, and they go to New Kid in Town, Wasted Time, Peaceful Easy Feeling.
And then this song. And what's the name of the song?
It's called One Day at a Time. They do this right in between One of These Nights and Lion Eyes. So it's like they're trying to pass this off like this is a song that they've been doing forever. This wasn't even released until Joe Walsh put out that last solo record he did, The Analog Man.
Okay.
So this is not Analog Man. Now, do you have Analog Man?
No, I don't.
That surprises me because Jeff Lynne produced it.
Oh, you know what? I do have that. God, there's a lot of stuff that I have anymore that I don't know that I have.
Well, I'll just play a little bit of this this Joe Walsh. This is the album version from the Joe Walsh record. But again, they tried to pass this off as an Eagles song. And when I heard it, it was the live version as done by the Eagles, all right? But listen to these lyrics and tell me if these
I think
are
I know this song.
Any less pedantic than the garbage
I should know
I
the song
spewing.
If I've got the record.
Right. I mean, you can sure hear the Jeff Lynne already, can't you?
Okay.
We got to hear about it.
Well, that's not the worst song ever. It's catchy.
I don't care for the lyrics.
And that is not the Eagles doing it.
No.
That's clearly the studio version.
That's what I'm saying. This is the only version I could find. The Eagles version is impossible for me to find because it's on a DVD. But somehow that's what I was listening to on satellite radio the other day.
All right.
Here's more of him hitting rock bottom. The studio version, the Jeff Lynne ELO stuff sounds much better than the Eagles version.
All right.
Not the worst thing I've ever heard. Yeah, and then they do
You were just in a very strange place when you heard it.
I just, you know, I don't need to hear Joe Walsh's problem. I know that you were drunk for 30 years.
Well, don't pay attention to the lyrics so much.
I want to do Funk 49 and be kind of half in the bag when you do it, Joe Walsh.
Well, things are changing for all of us.
Rocky Mountain Way, let's see, they do Rocky Mountain Way, Funk 49 they do, the Eagles on this DVD.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think part of the reason for that is the fact that he didn't have a bunch of hits with the Eagles as the lead vocalist, so here's your opportunity. It's not really necessary for Don Henley to do Dirty Laundry. He sings a lot of the Eagles' hits. See what's going on here?
My point is,
there's no reason for Glenn Frey to do Smuggler's Blues.
They didn't do Smuggler's Blues.
Thank goodness.
Now, I'm looking here. I'm looking at the set list here that they did in Melbourne, Australia. I think Glenn Frey was like, you guys want to do your solo stuff? Fine. I'm not doing it. Because they do All She Wants to Do Is Dance. They do Funk 49. They do...
Maybe they hate the Eagles in Australia. They like the solo stuff. We're already booked as the band, and we're coming to your country.
Yeah, but he's not. Why isn't he doing? What else did You Belong to the City? Oh, he does do You Belong to the City. There it is, right after Take It to the Limit, but before Walsh's Walk Away. Walk Away. That's a solo song, right?
That's still James Gang, I think.
But then this is the other thing. There's the other thing. Seems to me you don't want to talk about it. That's a great tune. But then you're doing all these tunes. You can't fit Life of Illusion in this set list. I've got a lot of problems.
He wanted to do a new song.
Yeah, I here's a song about how I'm no fun anymore. Hope you enjoy it.
Well, everyone go get a beer while I'm doing this song. You have to have some of those songs in there too, remember?
You think that's what it's about?
Sometimes I do.
That was infuriating, Aerosmith, all those years ago. It's like there won't be any beer sold during Aerosmith because the guys are getting sober. I'm not going to hand Joe Perry a beer I paid $8 for.
That's right.
You guys are up there. There's literally guards in between us.
Even if you, Joe Perry, if you asked for my beer, I probably wouldn't give it to you.
No.
Because,
And if you think I'm going to let Steven Tyler have a sip of something and then put it back, use that
put
same
it back
glass,
in my mouth.
You're out of your mind. No.
So everything's safe. Let us have our beer.
That's what I'm saying. Aerosmith will not be allowing beer sales during the concert because they're all getting sober. They're not going to leave the stage and go up and get a beer in line, are they? I get it, man. I get it. You guys are working on your sobriety, and I think it's terrific. But I'm not
working
mine.
On mine.
I have no intention of ever starting mine. But then I never reached, my drunkenness never reached Aerosmithian levels.
Well, we were Fudgy the Whale and Cookie Puss, not the Toxic Twins.
Exactly. I've got five things here to discuss.
Well, we could do that if you'd like.
Shall we?
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a brand new home. They're now in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street. In the Village of East Davenport, they're open Tuesday through Friday starting at 10 a.m. till 5:30, and then on Saturdays they're open from 10 till 3 o'clock. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. They're going to help you find the perfect gift for every occasion. They are locally owned and operated, and their bridal sale is going on now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350 and their selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They're going to find that perfect gift for you. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. When you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and with a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. Again, the new location, 2115 East 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Harrington's Pub, they have live music every Thursday night, so that means there's live music tonight if you're listening to this today. Wait, no, today's Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday. Tomorrow they've got live music at 8 o'clock with $3 Miller and Coors Bottles. Live music from Lewis Knutson at Harrington's Pub.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they are located in Cumberland Square.
I'll just go there both nights to be on the
both
safe side.
Both nights just to be, because you're not working on your sobriety.
What am I, Brad Whitford over here?
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast.
That's an Aerosmith guy, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes.
What am I, Joey Kramer?
Also, drummer.
I'm missing one. Who am I missing? Don't tell me. Oh, I asked you not to tell me.
Tom Hamilton, bass player.
I would have never gotten there. As much time as I spent with Permanent Vacation, I never would have gotten to the very capable Tom.
Is Permanent
Hamilton.
Vacation the album that you can list from start to finish?
Okay. So years ago, I made the bold claim that I was such a fan of the Permanent Vacation album that I could go through it from start to finish. And Darren goes, well, why don't you do that?
Go ahead and do it. And you couldn't even get like the first song.
Okay, it opens with... Let me see if I can do this. Mm-hmm. It opens with Cimarraya? No.
See?
Damn it.
Just name any of the songs on the record. You don't have to even put them in order.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, this is much easier.
Finish. I'm not going to look it up. We'll see how many I can get when you finish telling us who's making this podcast possible.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak and so much more, including their cold turkey, slow-roasted homemade turkey, provolone cheese, Russian dressing, coleslaw, and mayo. Absolutely delicious. Get it today. He's got a look on his face. Why do you have your hand in your face in your hand? Like, I can't get any of these.
I'm struggling to remember if Hangman's Jury is on Pump or Permanent Vacation.
The Capriati's Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Also, don't forget Capriati's gift cards. They're the perfect gift for any occasion because everybody loves Capriati's. Yeah. Do it today. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. I believe Hangman's Jury is on permanent vacation.
Okay, I know for a fact it is. I was going to say Hangman's
Jury. By the way, Pump, a much better record.
I would agree with you, although permanent vacation's not without its charms.
Well, sure, it's got Angel on it.
You want to do the challenge?
It's also
got... No, stop it! Okay, there's what, like 12 songs on it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Angel.
Oh, well, thanks for that one.
Hangman's Jury.
Thanks for that one.
Cimariah. I'm Down, the Beatles cover is on it.
Uh-huh. Now, are you pronouncing Cimariah correctly?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, Cimariah. I love that song.
Sounds like Joe Walsh.
Oh, man. I think.
How about the hits? How about just name the hits on the record?
Okay, Angel. There's a song called Permanent Vacation. The title track, as we used to say in the FM radio business.
I think they still do.
The title cut. Other hits from Permanent Vacation. Okay.
Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Okay, Ragdoll. Dude Looks Like a Lady. And
we'll say that you got it.
Oh, it's terrible. You know, it's been a long day. My brain doesn't really work the way it used to. Every damn time I get in so much trouble with this record. You'd think I would spend more time memorizing it.
Well, it's been a while since you made the claim that you could name it in sequence.
Yeah, but
although you never did, it was a long time ago that you said you could do that.
All right, just
look it up.
Okay, Hangman Jury was the first single from the record. Opens with Heart's Done Time, and then goes into Magic Touch. I need your magic touch, don't you know? I'm going to spend a lot of time with this record when the show's over.
Okay, there you go.
Ragdoll, Cimariah, Dude Looks Like a Lady, and then St. John is the last song on side one of the cassette for me.
Okay.
John was cool. Never did a break a rule. Hangman Jury, Girl Keeps Coming Apart, Angel, Permanent Vacation, I'm Down, and then there was an instrumental they closed with called The Movie that was very interesting.
Ah, okay. Well, now you've got it. A lot of those you didn't name.
I can't believe I didn't get Heart's Done Time or Magic Touch. Those are great.
Or St. John.
Yeah.
Or The Movie. There's a lot that you didn't get.
I'm no one's more disappointed in me than me right now.
Number one.
Number one, if you're looking...
Do you want to take a stab at Pump?
I looked it up, too. It wasn't that long ago I was spending some time with this record because I was trying to figure out, like, all right, I'm older. How much older am I now than Steven Tyler was when Permanent Vacation came out?
How much older are you?
I'm like 10 years older. He was like in his mid-30s.
Uh-huh. Yeah?
I always think of those guys as way older than me.
Well, they are older than
but
you.
But not way older than me. They've got a lot more done in their 30s than I did.
Well, I think that's safe to say. And that was their down period. It was really their 20s when they made their name for themselves.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
30s is where they were kind of trying to come back.
Get Up, Get a Grip was a pretty decent record, too, after Pump. I mean, it wasn't as good as, say...
Is Get a Grip the one with
Toys in the Attic.
The cow stutters?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, great.
It was okay for what it was.
Yeah, I know. You know
for
I
what
gotcha.
It was. Number one on the top five things. You're listening, by the way, to the number one kind of fan of Aerosmith podcast on the entire internet.
We're kind of fans.
I enjoy them for what they are. I don't know that I'd say I'm a fan.
They're good live.
I saw them on the Pump Tour, and it was transformative.
In what way?
I said...
How is it transformative? Or are you just throwing that word out?
It was a real paradigm for me.
A paradigm,
yes,
you say?
Yes, it was transformative. I thought...
How?
That summer, I wore tight pants and hopped around on poles. It was fantastic.
Polish people or poles?
Well, in... where I grew up, there was plenty of both.
Stay off the Polish people.
So, number one, if you are stressed out and you'd like to quit your job, there is a company called Exit that for $450 will quit your job for you.
Well, see, now this sounds an awful lot like what Larry was going to do for free, is break up with your girlfriend. He would have had no problem saying I'm done working for you, and it would have been free.
Just having Larry call in for you would be grounds for termination, I should imagine.
That's true. Who is this? Well, this is an amazing Larry.
Who are you calling for? Tell him not to worry about coming in again.
Wait a minute. Is this the receptionist? I bet you.
Yes.
What other jobs have you had?
I'm a barmaid and a
stripper.
Well, on weekends I strip for money.
Makes sense.
Yes. I'm on the polls. So this company called Exit, for $450, they will help you quit your full-time job. And if it's a part-time job you'd like to quit, they only want $360. And they say repeat clients get a $90 discount.
Yeah, but anymore, don't most people, I would think, that in this day and age, mm-hmm. and certainly if it's a part-time job, you just don't show up anymore, right?
Well,
or then, you text somebody and say, I'm done. No, this ain't, I'm not.
But aren't you concerned about how that's going to reflect on, like, your reputation and what goes on your record and stuff?
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. You're adorable.
Well,
you're adorable.
Don't you want a recommendation when you leave a place? I mean, I've quit two jobs in the last 2 years.
A lot of places.
I think, on good terms with both of them.
Uh-huh.
But you do what you can to help them out so they're not in a lurch.
Well, not everyone does that.
Well, maybe I'm...
I think you'll find that a lot of people, whether they're full-time or part-time, don't worry whether or not you're left in a lurch.
Well, it's just the responsible thing to do.
It doesn't always happen.
There was a beach in France that was closed down for a while, and the reason? There was a sexually active dolphin that was bothering people.
Where?
In France.
I can't believe anyone reported that.
Consider yourself zing.
Zing of the day.
Everybody be cool.
Wait a minute. Be cool with this sexy dolphin.
Everybody shut your mouth about this, huh?
You lose your French card for doing that sort of thing, don't you?
All right. Which one of you people told the mayor about this sexually adventurous dolphin, huh? You ruin everything for all of us, huh?
Where is that playful porpoise?
This lonely and horny dolphin.
By the
dolphin,
way, Zing of the Day brought to you by the East Mulling Coffee Company.
Lonely and horny dolphin that they nicknamed Zafar kept trying to rub his erect...
How far will Zafar go? Well, this far, so far.
The ultimate zing.
We do not know how far Zafar will go. But we can say this. Zafar's gone this far, so far.
You know, I'm out there with the horny dolphin, and I'll say this. Zafar, so good.
Right.
Yeah, he kept rubbing himself against tourists,
dry-humping
kayaks, and blocking swimmers from getting to shore with his pink penis. They say it was about 20 centimeters, often very erect. The solitary dolphin looking for some company.
Let's all agree we keep this to ourselves.
He would rub against the hulls of boats or humans while he was in heat. Now, I'm going to ask a question that's probably going to make me sound like a real dope. Huh. I thought only female animals were in heat. Do male animals also get in heat? Because, I mean, this is a dolphin with a penis, so we know it's a male, right? Have you ever heard the term inhale for a male animal?
In heat for a male?
Yeah, I thought that was a uniquely female quality. Am I wrong? Text me on the Harrington's Pub text line, won't you? 470-23-NACHO, and help me understand how the body works. I don't get it. Yeah, the local mayor had to ban people from swimming anytime he was spotted in the water. You were all warned to stay.
We're all grown-ups, aren't we? Can't we make that decision on our own? We have to have the...
The mayor
local
says...
Local authority get involved?
The mayor of Landivinec, France, Mayor Roger Lars, said, I took this decree to preserve the safety of people. Many bathers were very frightened.
I can't believe they didn't turn this into a moneymaker.
Would you like to swim with our sexy dolphin?
We have a horned dolphin if that interests you. Here is the thing. He will initiate all of the sex, huh? How does it float your boat?
Yeah, Zafari, potential threat to beachgoers, they said, because a titillated, terrified aggressor could do serious damage with his flippers if he felt very threatened. Mm. The good news is Zafar the dolphin decided he'd had enough of humans and has gone out to sea to find love. So it's safe to go swimming there again. But
oh, what a time we had. What a summer. We'll never forget it.
Sleep with one eye open.
He ripped a hole in my swim trunk. And I let him.
He did it on purpose.
Is there more than the ultimate zing? That's good.
I love that story.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Coming up on Thursday, tomorrow, August 30th at 7 o'clock, the documentary RBG at age 85, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has developed a lengthy legacy while becoming an unexpected pop culture icon. RBG explores Ginsburg's life and career. Tickets are just $5. On Saturday, September 22nd, I don't know how comprehensive they are, but Hotel California will be there. A salute to the Eagles and maybe even a salute to some of their solo work. One day at a time. I don't know. Request it. Maybe they'll do it.
Well, if they're going to do that, they better do Life of Illusion. I'm not wrong. That's his best song, right? You a Joe Walsh solo fan?
Somewhat, yes.
That's his best song, right?
It's a good one. I remember that one. Tickets are $25 and $30. On Thursday, October 11th at 7 o'clock, The Ghost Army with author Rick Beyer. Documentary, question and answer, and book signing with the producer, director, and author Rick Beyer. The Ghost Army is the fascinating story of the top secret World War II unit that used inflatable tanks, sound effects, and allusions to a world of illusion is what they use to fool the Germans on the battlefields of Europe. Tickets are $12 and $10 for students and veterans. And then next year, January 12th, an evening with David Sedaris, sponsored by Dave's Auto Body. Tickets are available at GalesburgOrpheum.org by phone at 309-342-2299 or at the box office. They serve wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. They're available for private events, the Orpheum Theater, lean forward, engage, and be entertained. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO, Harrington's Pub, home of the Quad Cities' best Bloody Mary and live music on Thursdays, and the podcast is originating, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients. Guaranteed oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow-roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand-pulled daily. Enjoy their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. And mention Nacho Radio. You will get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number three on our top five things.
Number three.
Three.
Three. Three.
Kentucky Fried Chicken will give $11,000 to the first baby born on September 9th, whose name is Harland. This is their new promotion. If you're going to have a baby on September 9th,
how much do you get?
$11,000. Mm. If you're the first baby born to be named Harland on September 9th, you have to name your baby Harland.
What if you're the second baby named Harland?
Well,
do you change your name?
You get a boss name, but you get nothing from KFC. Harland in honor of KFC's Colonel Harland Sanders, who on September 9th would be celebrating his 128th birthday.
Ooh, 128.
The first baby born whose legal first name is Harland between midnight and 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, or the equivalent in other time zones.
Is that Harland with or without a D?
Without? H-A-R-L-A-N-D.
It is
Harland.
A D. Harland.
I think it's a solid name.
There's nothing wrong with it.
If you do that on September 9th, you're the first person to do it. You get $11,000. It all has to go towards the kid's college, I guess. Why $11,000, Darren?
11 herbs and spices.
Well, you figured that out. Yeah, you can go to
physics,
their website.
Not so much.
September 9th, they'll have a site that goes live, and you have to submit the date, name, and time of the baby birth via birth certificate, hospital records, or some sort of official record, along with
so
your contact
you actually
information.
Have to, yeah,
right? Yeah, they say that Harland ranked 3,257th among the most common baby names in America last year.
You know why we called you Harland?
$11,000.
Well, 11 grand for your kid's college is nothing to sneeze at. I mean, the day they're born,
well,
you put
that was
11
the intention.
In
the intention was to go to your college fund.
How about this? Instead of that $11,000, you just give me 11 big boxes of KFC.
They don't do buckets anymore, do they?
Yeah, they do.
Do they do buckets again? Did they take those away for a while?
They've been back for a while.
I haven't had KFC in over a decade, I betcha.
Why is that?
Oh, no, wait. That's not right. You and I went one time.
We did?
Yeah,
we did.
Wasn't the manager like a big fan, too?
Whoops.
Not that
no,
KFC.
No, we were on the road.
No, there was a KFC here we went to.
We did?
Yeah. I thought he was a listener.
Oh, we went to the buffet.
That's right, when they opened that buffet. Well, something else. How come we never do that anymore?
Huh?
Number four.
Anyway, if you're having a kid on September 9th, there's a way to make $11,000.
Where'd that money go, Mama? Well, it's not in your college fund, I can tell you that.
You ain't never going to college, no how. They've discovered a new coral reef off the Georgia coast. A newly discovered 85-mile-long reef. They say it probably plays a crucial role in supplying regional fisheries. They had no idea this
reef... because all reefs do. Don't they?
I don't know the first thing about reefs. It's just a bunch of dead coral, right?
Well, coral can be alive.
Can it?
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of bones in the ocean, right?
And then fish, bones and then fish in the ocean.
Well, it's like made out of the same stuff. You don't want to step on coral, right? Isn't it like ocean bones?
Yes, they're ocean bones.
I mean, I realize the ocean doesn't have bones, but it's kind of like you're stepping on a big spiky skeleton.
It could be spiky, yes.
And I know that the coral reef is supposed to be important for like the oceans and everything, but then they say, oh, it's dying in Australia. The Great Coral Reef is dying. I think, how's that my problem? I got enough things to worry about.
Well, I don't think they're telling you that it's your problem. They're not asking you to fix it.
I feel like they are. Where it's like, you know, the oceans are dying because I'm using microbeads in my shampoo.
I did see this the other day. And I don't get that. Who is dumping all this plastic in the oceans? Am I?
I don't get that either.
But the idea, am I doing it?
Well, so here's this thing.
Because they were saying that there's going to be more plastic items than fish in the oceans by 2050.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, we got to start eating.
How many plastic fish are in the ocean?
We got to start eating. Now, that's got to be a real head screwer for a fish. And also,
they're like bath toys in the ocean? How many bath toys are in the ocean? Is that an epidemic?
Probably quite a few.
That's an epidemic, too.
I bet you're right.
Who's putting a bunch of bath toys in the ocean?
Well, this is something that isn't getting a lot of coverage. There's a recycling crisis going on where a lot of towns they'll take your recyclables and they just throw it in the landfill.
Because it costs too much to recycle it?
Well, the Chinese were taking it, and now the Chinese don't want it
anymore.
They don't want our recyclables anymore.
Uh-huh.
So now all these municipalities all across the country, they have recycling
costs
programs.
Costs too much to recycle.
Like, we're just going to throw it in a landfill anyway.
Yeah, but
so like a dope, I'm sitting here separating everything. It could
just
be going.
Well, we saw that one day when we watched it.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we're putting the cardboard on this side, we're putting the plastics on this side,
right?
And they're dumping it in the same place.
Well, now in Moline, they're starting a new program where they're all getting double the size of their trash cans, right? I think they're going to like 96 gallons. Right now, everybody in Moline has a 48-gallon recycle bin. So now they're going to go to 96 gallons.
One thing on one side, one on the other?
Well, this is single stream, so you just put everything in at the same time. Right. But the way they're doing it in Moline is every one of these trash or recycle bins has a chip in it, and then they're going to have a camera in the back of the truck. So if you put anything in that recycle bin that doesn't belong in the recycles, you're going to get a notice from the city saying, yeah, nice try. We got you. Like if you put paint cans or...
Well, yeah.
Whatever.
Car batteries.
Right. Well, they're very excited about this. The 85-mile-long barrier reef that was hidden from humans until now. They think this thing might have existed for hundreds of thousands of years.
No. Yes, compared to it forming yesterday.
Well, right. Coral reefs don't just show up
overnight. I don't think so.
But they discovered it overnight. So maybe it was just last week. I don't know.
I don't know a lot of stuff.
What am I? What am I, Jacques Cousteau over here?
Five.
Number five.
What am I, so far the dolphin?
Now, Jacques Cousteau would have really enjoyed that horny dolphin. That would have been a whole show.
The undersea creature and his erect penis are swimming into the kayak.
Pardon me, but I need to cut a hole in my scuba suit. Actually, two holes. Snip there. And a snip there.
Pardon me.
No one needs to be the wiser.
Pardon me. What happens in the sea must stay in the sea, huh?
Oreo releasing two new flavors. Now, these are only going to be released in China for some reason. I guess Oreo cookies are big in China?
Always the test market, huh?
Yeah. Get ready for hot chicken wing and wasabi Oreos. Mm. Again, these are big and bold flavors that are as savory as they come, only going to be in the Chinese market for now. Hot chicken wing has an orange cream filling that looks just like buffalo sauce. It's like Frank's buffalo sauce instead of the creamy center in an Oreo cookie.
Yeah.
And then the wasabi variety, which is, you know, super
although you
green.
Could make your own.
Make your own what?
You could just put a little bit of hot, you know, buffalo sauce, open your Oreo up, douse it in wasabi. Ugh, or
gross.
You wouldn't do that?
No, I wouldn't do that. Well, you know how I feel about things that taste like other things.
I know. If you want wasabi, you'll have wasabi. You've never had wasabi.
I've tried it.
Have you?
Yes.
For what reason?
Just to anything.
Well, you
know,
you don't. You just want a little tiny bit.
I mean, that much. Yeah. Yeah. It was not for me.
Why not?
Too savory. I don't care for all that savoriness. I did, however. The hot chicken wing, if I want hot chicken wings, I'll get hot chicken wings.
Yes, I got you.
I don't want an Oreo that tastes... I want an Oreo that tastes like an Oreo. Am I alone in this?
You're not.
That's the top five things here on Nacho Radio. Thanks so much for listening.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2018 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie. How about this? Your favorite latte, you can have it iced. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Tell them all about that. About the exciting news for our fine patrons.
Ooh, yeah. Tomorrow we're doing a patron-only show just for you patrons.
There you go. Time to become a patron.
Mm-hmm.
As well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at NachoRadio.com. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Harrington's Pub, don't miss the 4th annual Halfway to St. Patrick's Day 5K. That is happening on Saturday, September 15th at 9 o'clock. The 5K is a run, walk, bike event for people of all ages. The money that's going to be raised is going to be donated to the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research. Help make a difference in fighting this disease. The event will also be followed by a post-party for all the participants, volunteers, and spectators. Get more information and get registered at getmeregistered.com/halfwaystpatdays5k. Registration is $25 in advance through today. Through August 31st, and then $30 after August 31st. So get signed up today. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio, two locations, one in the Quad Cities on 53rd Street in Davenport, and one in Cedar Rapids at 4640 First Avenue Northeast. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build one of your own by choosing a combination of cold subs. They're open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10:30. Till I don't know exactly when they close.
Till question mark.
And then they're open at 11 a.m. on Sunday. Like them on Facebook. Open 7 days a week. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Till we get a chance to do it for you, we'll do a regular show sometime next week.
Yep, but patron-only show tomorrow.
But just for the patrons. I got a couple of things I want to get off my chest tomorrow on the show.
I'm sure you do.
No, I'm just not really.
You will by the time tomorrow rolls around, though.
Oh, a lot of things will happen between now.
Yeah,
and then.
A lot of issues.
You people, I got some grievances. No, that'll be on our patron only show tomorrow. Patrons, thanks for listening. Until we get a chance to do it for you, then Hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hi, this is Art Linkletter. Thanks for listening.